Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mount IME and Robert Bence, B-E-N-C-E. As you know, I previously evaluated. Mr. Bence has described in my report of 5-2-19, but he is now a 30-year-old Mount who again reports he injured his back at work on 6-11-18 when he dropped into a truck. Period, he was seen in Robert Wood Johnson emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of herniated discs that were shaved down surgically. Period. He completed his course of active treatment. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Period. However, he states that he did sustain a new injury working at Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, construction, and saw a surgeon. Period. New paragraph, additional treatment records show he received an order approving settlement on 10-31-19 due to residuals of lumbar strain, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, lumbar degenerative disc disease and spondylosis, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at 05-S1 and lumbar radiculopathy, semicolon, status post decompressive laminotomy and discectomy at the left at L5-S1 with foraminotomy of the L5 and S1 nerve roots, semicolon, with an Abdullah credit of 5%. Pretty then applied for a reopener on 5-12-20 period. In his accompanying answer to interrogatories, he either referred the reader to medical records that were attached or objected as to the verbiage in the particular question. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he was seen on 4-18-19 by Dr. Scratch that, by a physician at medical legal evaluations. Period. The author's name is cut off from the report that we have received. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, noting he had physical therapy postoperatively and then was started on work conditioning therapy. Period. He eventually was advised that he would be ready to return to work based upon how he fared in the work conditioning program. But he was currently unemployed and last worked 2 months earlier as a union laborer. Period. This physician's evaluation ascribed 65% partial total disability for the lumbar spine due to the numerous listed diagnoses. Period. On 5-11-20, the petitioner returned to Dr. James Dwyer. Period. This was relative to a new work accident that occurred on 5-8-20. Period. He complained of lower back pain radiating to the left lower extremity. Period. He was bending and lifting on that date and noticed immediate onset of symptoms. Period. History was significant for previous surgery in 2018 due to injury he sustained on 6-13-18 when he fell into a hole. Period. He had undergone laminotomy, discectomy at the L5-S1 level with eventual significant recovery of his pain and returned to previous employment. Period. Mr. Bence related the pain he was in at this visit was very similar to the pain he experienced at his initial work injury in 2018. Period. No recent diagnostic studies were performed, but he was examined and diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and annular tear, comma, left lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and probable recurrent disc herniation at L5-S1. period. He had absence of his Achilles reflex, amongst other positive findings. Period. He was referred for an MRI and initiated on a measurable dose pack. Period. If that MRI was completed, its report was not provided with the supplied documentation. Physical exam. General appearance, his face had a sunburn. Period. Extremities upper, there was callus formation and dirt under his fingernails bilaterally. Lower extremities, he remained in his jeans, limiting pinprick and testing and visual observation. Period. Motion of the hips was full on all planes, but external rotation bilateral elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted plantar flexor strength bilaterally, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Spine cervical. Bilateral rotation was to 50 degrees with complaints of tenderness. Period. Complaint of stiffness in his neck while doing this maneuver. Period. Motion in the other independent spheres was full without tenderness. Pretty was tender to palpation about the left parietal and right trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on their corresponding counterparts or in the midline. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed the midline 1.5-inch longitudinal scar consists with his surgery with preserved lordotic curve. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 6/11/18. Robert Pence was injured at work as marked in my prior report. Period since evaluated here. He received an order approving settlement on 10/31/19, but he then applied for modification of that award on 5/12/20. Period. New paragraph. He returned to Dr. Dwyer on 5/11/20, claiming a new injury to his lower back for which an MRI was performed. Period. Its results were not supplied. Period. He did not undergo any additional surgery in that matter. Period. New paragraph. A current exam. Mr. Benz found that he had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. There was no atrophy in the lower extremities, but he had mild weakness in plantar flexor strength bilaterally. Period. He ambled with physiologic gait and could squat and rise. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as will be marked in my prior report. And that is the end.